Ding dong, ding
Ding dong.
dong.
It's
Ding dong.
Christmas.
Ding dong, ding
Ding
dong.
It's
Ding dong.
Christmas.
Ding dong,
ding
dong.
It's
Ding dong.
Christmas.
Ding dong,
ding
dong.
It's
Ding dong.
Christmas.
Ding dong,
ding,
ding
dong.
Hello and welcome to this week's Art in Liverpool podcast, the Christmas edition or the pre-Christmas edition. And on today's show, we bring you
prepaid results,
the Culture Company review,
the Tate Fifth Floor,
all coming up on this week's Art in Liverpool podcast.
It's Christmas.
News this week, Ian, is the baby Jesus is just being delivered in Bethlehem. And the kings are on the way. The angels gathering round. The star has appeared in the sky. Or is it a little bit too early for that?
It's a bit too early, isn't it? But yeah, don't forget our executive producer, Minako, has reminded us that this is the last edition before Christmas. And it's the bumper festive edition. And so we have to be all festive. So happy Christmas.
Yeah, and happy Christmas to you too, Ian. What's this? Oh, Ian, you shouldn't have. You shouldn't have. You've splashed out on a cracker.
Yeah. Wow.
And Ian won.
Wow, what have I got in here? Oh, a paper hat. Great. Do you want to hear the joke? Hang on. It's in here somewhere. I'm sure it'll be a good one. Okay, what do you get if you cross a stereo with a refrigerator?
I don't know. What do you get if you cross a stereo with a refrigerator?
Cool music.
Well, thanks very much. Yeah, that's our new intro music there. Ding dong, as they say. Okay, maybe not. that's a great hat. Okay, there you put your hat on the knee. But seriously, in the news now, we have had there's been big news announced from the Culture Company. I believe I saw you at the press launch. The 08 Bonanza for Europe's cultural capital. I know what this is about, but tell the listeners, what's all this about?
Yes, the Culture Company have announced, well, they just had like a review of the year and said how wonderful it was, obviously. everyone there was very pleased with how it went. Although, programming did say it could have been better. Things can always be better. And there was lots of facts and figures about its £800 million boost to the regional economy and numbers of visitors, massive increase to all the venues, etc. OpenEye had a 96% increase. And yes, other facts and figures, millions of visitors, quotes from various people, highlights such as the Klimt exhibition and the Age of Steam and the MTV Music Awards, etc., etc. But I would have liked to know a bit more about what's happening next year. They didn't say much about that. Vague talk about maybe we should do something like Superland Bananas again, only something else but similar. But there is money available to do more stuff, and they have appointed Claire McColgan as the head of culture for the year with a 25 strong team of people. But that's about it for next year. We don't know much else.
Yeah, there were figures bandied around for funding for the arts next year. There was, you know, somebody said, oh, you know, 4.8 million. Somebody else said 2.8 million. It's I'm confused. But yeah, no, it was very good. Well, it was kind of, you know, it was a press launch. You go along, you listen to speeches, and then people get interviewed afterwards. So, you know, of course, Ian and I were there. So we have, of course, got an interview with Phil Redmond. Ian, you did get the interview with Phil Redmond. You didn't get the interview with no interview with Phil Redmond. But you know, I'm sure he would have said that it was the best press event he'd been to all year.
Highlight of the year.
Highlight of the year for him. But it was very good to see the people there. It was very good to hear from Fiona Gaspar and from Phil and from Brian. I'm not sure what role he played, but from him, and also from, you know, there was Gemma Benitez, Everyman Playhouse. She was representing LARC. LARC are the group of eight organisations in Liverpool as the big ones. That's when they all like got together and went, oh, we've got to make the capital of culture work because Robin Archer's gone away. So, you know, they went, oh, okay, let's get together, let's work together, let's get on and move this whole thing forward. And so they had Gemma Benitez was there talking, you know, speaking on behalf of LARC. It was really good. It was really interesting to look at the figures, some fantastic figures there. 3.5 million first-time visitors in 2008, which is, you know, brilliant. And that's 176 million alone in tourist spend. And one of the things that they're saying about the Capital of Culture year, Ian, is that, you know, it will hopefully help Liverpool ride the recession a little bit.
That's what they're hoping, yes. Because the feedback from the visitors who did come to Liverpool the first time was very positive. And so if they can, I'm sure a lot will come back again. And you forgot to mention Chris Donaldson. He had lots of figures about how the how much the advertising was all around the world and how the value you put on that and so on, how many hours of TV time, etc., etc. All very impressive. And
that was 200 million, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think it was something like that. Yes, yeah. You've got to mention Warren Bradley as well. Who there was lots of sound bites, and one of his was "Culture is the golden thread." I like that. golden thread of something.
Golden thread
holds society together, or something wonderful like that. Yeah, which is true.
Okay, so there we go. There's so that's the big announcement last week from the culture company, the facts and figures and all that. They detailed everything, which has been fantastic about the year, and indeed has been fantastic about the year.
That's right. Yes, that's something. Another thing which happened last week was the Front Row, the BBC Radio 4 program, was broadcast from Radio Merseyside Studios on Wednesday, and we were in the audience for that. And they were saying a lot of that sort of thing. That the whole thing has raised the confidence of people in Liverpool, and so there was people more adventurous as well about doing stuff, and it should all help. So that program was okay, but there were complaints from us and for Redmond especially about they put together like a montage of the highlights of the Liverpool 08 year. It wasn't very good. It concentrated too much on the negative. They had a long section about Ringo and like edited videos with Ringo to make him sound even worse than he was. And even Pete Postlethwaite, who did Lear, he had said something negative about the role, and they quoted that. And so it could have been better. Yeah. But at least the invited audience, the invited guests and so on, were all very positive.
Yeah, I didn't hear the Front Row show that you're referring to. I'll have to listen again, folks. So I'll have to have a listen to that. Yeah, that's a no offender scout, so not to be proud of the city. So, you know, with even more pride, it'll be enormous. It's kind of, you know, unbearable, Ian says. But, you know, look out, world. You know, here Liverpool comes. So that's the news for this week.
Ding dong.
It's Christmas.
Roundup of the week. Ian, I must say that hat on you does look good. So, roundup of the week. Ian, tell us about prepaid. You know, we've got a little special bit here for the audience for prepaid, which I shall insert later. But, you know, let's hear your excuses first.
Yes, this is the auction at Cornerstone Gallery last week, which was to raise money for Artist Benevolent Fund. There was 80 works of art all done on a postcard, and including one by me and one by Monaco and various other celebrities like Paul O'Grady and Mike McCartney and other artists as well, Holly Johnson and Sir Peter Blake, Martin Greenland, who won the John Moores last year. And so, yeah, the auction was the auctioneer was Dr. Paul O'Keefe. You can hear a sample of that on the podcast, and it all went very well. It took a while to get through all 80 artworks, but it was good fun. Dr. Paul O'Keefe is always good fun. In fact, we've been to quite a few auctions now where he's been running the thing, and we're getting to sort of... Anyway, yeah, we can't say £10 now. We always say £10, £10, £10. Who'll give me £10?
he's a real character, isn't he? Let's have a quick listen to this.
We're getting there. Lot number 44 is ink and watercolour on postcard. Look at this. It's beautiful. It's ink on watercolour. It's exquisite. The wash. You know, it's obviously dunk the postcard in water and put a nice blue wash over it. And then put in the trees and the birds. It's bucolic. It's lovely. Look at me, £10. £10, anybody? £10, £10, £10, £10, £10. I have £10. Do I hear £20? £20, anybody? £20, £20, £20. Oh, give me £20. £20, £20, £20, anybody? £20, £20, £20. It's blue. Look at it. It's gorgeous. I mean, you know, it should go on a yellow wall. If you had one. I've been here of £10. £10, is that all I'm going to get for this? £10. Are we all going to 10? It's going once at 10. Going twice at 10. Sold at £10.
So there you go. Ian, what can I say? It's a lovely blue piece. would look lovely on a yellow background, sold amazingly for £10.
Yeah.
Did Monarco buy it?
No. We were prepared to buy our own work if necessary, but I don't think that's happened to anybody. So someone got a real bargain there, didn't they? I'm not sure who it was, actually. We know who bought Monarco's.
Was it? No, tell us about what you bought, because Monarco showed me already, and you've got a lovely piece there. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we did pick up three bargains, actually. We got three works, and they were all £10 each. £10. And one of them was just our favourite work, actually. So we bid on that, and it turned out that was by Holly Johnson. So that's a bargain. We're not going to sell it because we like it, but that'll probably be worth more than £10 now. It's very nice. Another work by Mark Owen and one by, John C. Maloney.
Mark Owen from Take That?
No, I don't think so. Actually, I don't know him, actually, but he's an artist. He's based in the Arena Studios. That's all I know, actually. But yeah, it's good. Nice. I think the one that got the most money was by Mike McCartney. I think somebody must have known it was him because, I wouldn't have normally paid £110, I think. But it was a nice doodle. And what else? Sir Peter Blake. Not many people seem to guess which was his. I think that went for about £60. I think they raised about £2,000 altogether. And it was a great success. There was quite a few people there. Most people queued at the end to take their artwork away with them, and it was good. There might be another one. I think all the results are on the website now, so you can see all the works and who they were by, etc. That's a Cornerstone website. And I think they're planning to have another one in another 2 years' time after the next biennial, and hopefully make it a biennial thing.
Excellent. All for the Artist Benevolent Fund. That's really good. Okay, moving on in the roundup of the week. Ding dong. In fact, I want to say, all I've got to say is whirly gig. These things are in fact, they're turning around all the time. There's music pipe, there's something going on there, spinning around, sound coming out of them. People in the cafe going, oh, can we turn that off?
Yeah, I can't remember who that was by, but yeah, in that area. By the bookshop there, where the Yuram Choi, the Korean artist thing was during a biennial, there's now these there's small loudspeakers on like three arms, and they spin round like a fan, making strange noises, but not too loud. I'm not sure. There might be some interaction going on. Maybe it responds to people moving around underneath. I'm not quite sure. Because there's about five or six, I think, and they're not all going at once. They stop and start and make different noises and so on.
Yes, I think it's called swarm. Swarm, and it's kind of with reference to bees and the noise that's the swarms make. So that's quite interesting. But also in the main part, I like the speakers. I went into the main gallery and I had a little listen, and I was just kind of like, so this noise here is being made in Belfast, and it's being piped through to here, and then there's another one. So it's very interesting. There's speakers hanging from the ceiling, and the sound is being piped in from, say, piped, obviously, across the internet, being piped in from various different corners of the British Isles.
Yeah. I was slightly disappointed because I thought these loudspeakers were going to be all in different parts of fact, all over the place, like in the toilets and so on. They're just all in the one in Gallery 1 on the ground floor. So, but it is good, yeah. Again, it's just noises, I suppose, all kinds of different noises. Yeah, coming across the network. The other places are called, it's like a neural network, so they do the spots are called neurons, and includes Everton Football Ground, I think, as well. And Cardiff and all over the place. They're all at head height or just above head height. Taller people will bang their heads on them, but if they're not careful. So you just wander around and just listen. And
that's it. While I was there, I was thinking, this is a choir. There's a choir practice in here or something. There's something going on here. And of course, one of them is from a church. One of them's from a church, and there was obviously something churchy going on, some churchy music being piped in there, and I was thinking, what's that? And somebody was doing some building work in an art centre in down south somewhere, and it's a piece of artwork going on here, if you don't mind. They've got to listen to you hammering.
And there's a map on the wall of the naming all the various the 24 neurons. And it's called Fragmented Orchestra, so it's like an orchestra, but fragmented across the whole country.
I liked it. And finally, the other piece upstairs from Andy McCluskey, Peter Saville, and Hamby Haramalambos.
Yes. Yeah, Energy Suite. Haven't seen the whole thing. We went up on the opening nights and it was very busy, so we couldn't really spend a lot of time there, but it looks and sounds really good. It's in the Gallery 2 upstairs. It's like the room starts to split into halves. You can watch sort of one corner where I think there's three screens, or the other corner where there's one big screen, and I think it's playing the same music, but you're watching different videos. But they're all based around the power stations, I think, like the one in North Wales and so on. And so, there's film of the power stations in the areas, and there's music by Andy McCluskey. But the bit that we saw on here sounded really good, so we're definitely going to go back and just sit there and listen, and it sounds quite nice and mellow.
And it'd be a good time you could sit there, have a listen, okay, watch the video, or alternatively, write Christmas cards out.
Speaking of which, we have your Christmas card here, Neil.
There we go. Okay, this is going to be quite awkward to do, actually, while I'm... there we go. Look at that little Christmas bubble. It looks homemade.
It's handmade, but not by us.
So that's very nice. Thank you very much. And a happy 2009. Ah, very nice. Thank you. And a little postcard here. What's this? Celebrity Scousers, and of course that's me there, isn't it?
It's either you or Wayne Rooney. I'm not sure which.
That's me on a bad day. Well, thank you very much. Anyway, Christmas cards. Yeah. So, but that, going back to Energy Suite. Thank you. I really like this piece, and you know, you said that you liked it. I really liked it. I kind of, you know, it says, you know, picturesque pastoral beauty, you know, juxtaposed with the power stations and various other different bits and pieces. I really liked it because going along on the train on the way to Manchester nearly every day, power station, and you're sitting on the train, but you do look out and you look at the power station sitting across, you know, the green fields, and there's the steam rising from the cooling towers. You just, oh, that looks really nice.
Yeah, it is very nice. I know one of the power stations, Dinorvig Hydroelectric Power Station, that's at Lamberis, I think it's that one. Where I've been a few times, and so it's by the lake, so there was a lot of film of the lake as well, nice ripply effects, and it is very nice.
Yep, so I shall go back and have another look myself and take it nice and easy. And the Owl Project, where was this, the Owl Project?
This was in the Media Lounge. So, for the opening night, the actual artists were there demonstrating it and so on. We had a go. So I don't know what, I suppose the rest of the time the invigilators have to try and explain it. There's a few pieces in there. It's all interactive, making sounds again. So this M-Log is sort of a wooden, like an iPod, only made out of wood. So you sort of hold it in your hand like a mobile phone or an iPod. And you can press some buttons and twiddle a dial and make sounds. And as you move your hand, if you move your hand around, up and down and so on, it sort of makes different noises. And you can press another button to make it loop and do various things like that. So it just makes fancy noises. And there's another one where a wooden disc, but with metal handles, and a group of you can, there's four handles, you can say, you know, hold one handle each. And then if you hit each other on the hand or the head or something, it makes a different noise. So you can, I'm squeezing Monaco's hand and going beep, beep, like that. And so it's just fun. And there's another one that looks like a computer game, but it was doing just drawing strange shapes on the screen and making more noises. So another place to go back to and have some fun. It's the Owl Project, and I'm not sure if they're the only artist involved, or there's others. I think there's others, yeah. The Frectric Project and Julian Oliver and Pix. So there's a few different things in there.
That's really interesting. I don't know how I managed to walk through facts and completely miss the Media Lounge. But that sounds really good, and I've seen one of these. I think I've seen one of these M-Logs before. That sounds great. So, anything else been going on this week? Of course. Blue Coat. Tell us about the Blue Coat show.
Yeah, that Thursday night, the open night was very busy because then we went down to the Blue Coat. Yeah, which is exhibition's called Next Up, following on from Made Up. Next Up, Liverpool Art Now, I think is the subtitle. They say there's 39 Liverpool artists working and based in Liverpool. And it's good. Yeah, I mean, it's obviously a big exhibition spread all over the place and mixed, eclectic. just one or two pieces by each artist. So you don't maybe not get a good representation of each artist's work, but it's good. It's a good end of year show for this Capital of Culture year. get lots of local artists involved. So yeah, there was quite a few good ones. The Sing Twins had the 800 thing in there. What else we see? Oh yeah, John Davis, the photographer. He had a couple of photographs in there, and one was straight at, just after the fire that they had in the Blue Coat. You know, the Blue Coat restaurant went on fire soon after they opened, and he was like the first person to go in and photograph. He photographed the restaurant, and just really interesting photograph. Everything's covered in soot because the restaurant wasn't actually fire damaged; it was just soot. And so all the tables are set for meals the next day, and so there's glasses and plates and beautiful white napkins all there, but they've got this thick layer of black on top of them, and so that's really interesting. Who else? Nikki McCubbing has got like an installation there, which is like a mirror on the floor and strange things.
The picture with the Queen Mother, little Queen Mother doll, and yeah, do not touch this, please.
Yeah, and like a small child-sized doll with an owl's head on it and things. Who else? Nick Sykes, some paintings there.
He's got great work in there.
Yeah. Paul Rooney, a sound piece, so you have to sit and put the headphones on, so we didn't have time to do that, so I don't know what it's like. I'm sure it'll be good. His work usually is. Who else?
I liked Alison Jones. Alison Jones, that was another sound piece, and it was there's a white chair outside the main gallery, and you sit there and you listen to people describing what she looks like, and it's kind of like a self-portrait. So there you go, because she's a visually impaired artist.
That's right, yes. Yeah, I'm afraid I missed that one, but obviously there's a lot to see. We'll go back again a few times, I'm sure. Yeah, no, in one of the first rooms is where they have videos. There's a couple of good videos there. One by, it's my artwork of the week, so I should remember, Barry Worrell. Which is like an animated cartoon thing. It's called
Heightenstock, wasn't it?
Nearly. Hail Woodstock. Yeah. yeah. It's got, again, we didn't see the whole thing, but we saw enough to see it was good. And there's another one there by Paul Bratt, who's done a few good videos lately. Again, we didn't see it, but other people saw it and said how really good it is. So recommend that.
There is loads of really good stuff down there. I'd go down and have a look. Don't forget all the different spaces. There's work upstairs, work downstairs. It's work in the ladies. It's work all over the place. Nice little book as well that they've got with the show. I'll tell you whose work I did like. James Quinn's. I really liked his work.
Yeah,
it's really good.
Yeah, I like James Quinn's. I don't remember seeing his work before, but it's good. Yeah, and it is a lovely catalogue as well. A nice little pink thing.
Yep. So there's some great stuff in there. Do get down there. Again, it's kind of like, you know, what you can do is you can actually go through the little catalogue-y thing and try and, you know, tick off all the artists that you found. I really liked Alan Dunn's work, which was the floating St. John's Tower. There's nothing holding it up. It's just the towery bit, the restaurant circular bit. Kind of looks like a flying saucer floating in the sky. Really liked that bit. With a list of all the songs that that should have been played from St. John's, and some of them, and I was reading them, and I was going, I want to record this. I want to do that one. No, that one's even better. I want to do that one. It's going. These are some great pieces. Do go down and have a look. So, as we said, it was a busy Thursday last week. This is the roundup before Christmas. Open Eye. Tell us about the Open Eye. What's been going on there?
Hang on, where's my Christmas card? I haven't got my Christmas card yet. Okay, I'm sure it's in the post. Open Eye, we went there on Thursday evening as well. David Goldblatt, it's called Intersections Intersected. Difficult to say when you've had a few glasses of red wine. But yeah, it's good. It's documentary photography, I suppose. South Africa, he's lived in South Africa for many years and been photographing things going on there from before apartheid, during apartheid and subsequently. And so I liked the way it was set up. There was like black and white photographs from what it was like before, and then alongside each black and white one, there's a colour photograph of what it's like more recently. And I'm not sure if it's always the case, but in some cases, I think it's the same place. So like, but with several years between them, so you can see the difference. Sometimes it looks better, sometimes it doesn't. Again, didn't have a lot of time to look at it all properly, but it looks very good, that.
So that's David Goldblatt at the Open Eye. I'm sure that'll be carrying on until the new year. But also, CUC, the migration at the Contemporary Urban Centre. There were a big red dot show. There was meant to be a party afterwards at the Jamaica Suisse. And blah, blah, blah. Did you manage to get down?
Just about, yes. We got there about 10 to 9, I think, after going to all the other places. And yeah, it's called Migration. It's about migration, the theme of migration. And it's good. There's how many? I can't remember, about 20 artists, I think. or part of the Red Dots, nearly all part of the Red Dots collective, I suppose, organised by Colin Sargent and Sue Milburn. Yeah, it's good. There's all kinds of paintings, photography, and mirrors, sculptures, origami by Barbara Jones. That's good. Yeah, but yeah, we got there just before nine, and it was a busy night. Everyone was out at Christmas parties, I think, their office dues. So I think there wasn't much going on in the Jamaica Rooms, but we had our own little party there.
Excellent. So let's get down to see Migration at the Contemporary Urban Centre. That must be on for another couple of weeks at least, if it doesn't carry on into the new year. Now this is the big one. The great fun at the Tate Fifth Floor. It's been this. I missed it yesterday. Recording this on a Monday. I missed it yesterday, and you've said it's been great fun, and they have been opening the shows at the weekend. It's great. They've got loads of stuff for kids down there. Absolutely fantastic. Go on, tell us a bit more.
Yeah, the Fifth Floor at the Tate opens officially on Tuesday the 16th, but they had like an open day evening on Sunday, so we were there for a while. And it was really crowded. This is the top floor of Tate where you normally have to pay at least £5. You have to pay £8 for the Klimt exhibition. But this time it's free, and they've been involving the community and just saying, you know, here's your space, what do you want to do with it, sort of thing. And got all kinds of people in there. So when we went on the Sunday, there was a big kids' disco going on. It was absolutely packed out. There was a whole wall lined up with all the pushchairs and things. And like big foam cushions and things for the kids to jump up and down on. Really noisy, and well, you can imagine a room full of kids with music. That was good, and they were doing making t-shirts and free coffee. And then next section there was Ten and Spin, who do the video broadcasting stuff, normally from Fact, but for the throughout the whole of this exhibition, which goes into February, Ten and Spin will be based there at Tate. And so I haven't got details here, but most days at certain times they'll be doing their Ten and Spin broadcast and just interviewing people, or people can come along and can do something in front of the cameras. So they were there then with the cameras and doing stuff. What else was that? The Everyman Youth Theatre were there performing like a shadow play thing. But to get to that, you had to go through this just sort of white space where there are a few, they looked like Tate attendants, you know, with their orange shirts on, but I'm not sure if they were or not. And you had to, as you walk through, they'd stop you and shake your hand and say something like, would you be prepared to discuss market economics with us for a while? And if you do, we'll give you £3. But we said no.
I'd have said yes. They said they got a £3. That's not too bad.
I think I had to discuss it for about 10 minutes or something. I couldn't even think how to start talking about market economics. I just wasn't in the mood on a Sunday afternoon. You know, I wanted to get through into the kids' disco.
Well, you saw the philosophy section a bit further on. Oh, I know the way it goes. It's the last thing you want to do. Oh, kids' disco. Oh, no philosophy. Oh. That sounds good. And it's got, we should go down. We should go down to the Tate, you know, and when they're doing a Ten and Spin thing, I mean, I could get myself on Ten and Spin.
Yeah, I think we probably will. I think they want us to get involved, and not sure when. And yeah, they obviously got other people involved, like Melatonin with their, they do these acoustic music things. They'll be doing some stuff with them. So I'm not sure which bits will be there. We're just there for the Sunday, and which bits will be there. I'm sure Everyman Youth Theatre will be there every day, for instance. So you just have to keep like checking the Tate website and our website, see what's going on. And then there's other things as well in there. There's a large video work by Paul Rooney again. This is called The Futurist. And so it's set in the old Futurist cinema. Again, we only watched the first few minutes. It looked really interesting. We'll have to go back and watch the whole thing. And whereas there's a large wall, whole wall has been painted black, and you can get a piece of chalk and just write or draw on it. It was already full of stuff when we got there on Sunday. Just you're free to do what you want like there, really.
They like that. Was it at the moment, there are some galleries out there around the world where, can't remember where, but what they're doing is they want people to, because people are so used to these days to commenting or, you know, on something, to bookmarking their favourite, you know, web page and, you know, social bookmarking, that kind of thing. People have started to socially bookmark their favourite paintings in galleries. And so they'll go along, they'll see something they like. Really love this bit, reminded me of, you know, the summer in France or something, you know.
Yeah, I didn't see much of that sort of writing. can't remember what there was, but
lots of you know, Ian loves Minico. I know, but that's quite an interesting thing. I quite like that as an interesting idea, like, you know, chalkboards, pictures, you know, let's see, what do you think.
I obviously wasn't in the mood. I wasn't debating, and neither of us actually picked up any chalk or to write anything or draw anything, which is not like us. So yeah, it must have just been in a rush to get on and see the next thing, I think. There's also a big house-shaped thing made out of fluorescent lighting. And what else? A room full of chairs. That's another thing where you're just supposed to sit down and interact. But there's just a room full of comfy, you know, the comfy leather armchairs.
Tournament. So that's the Tate ideas taking space at the Tate, and that does carry on until the new year. But while I was there, while it was down at the Blue Coat, I had a quick look at the Christmas tree, right? The desks with the legs pointing out. So it just looks like a pile of old desks. I'm really sorry, but it does look like a pile of old desks. It looks like they've cleared them out of one of the old rooms. They've stacked them there because they're expecting a removal van soon.
No, I blogged about this and I said it was my best Christmas tree I've seen in years. I really like it. Did you actually go up to it and peer through the holes that they've drilled in the bottom of the desks?
No, I didn't, but I bet it'd be really thrilling, wouldn't it?
Yeah, you see, there should be a sign explaining it. You have to go and look through the holes and you can even press buttons and then you'll see all the glittery stuff that's normally on the outside of Christmas tree is inside, you see. It's about recycling, isn't it? You know, and next year's the year of environment, so everything's recycling these days. So they got these desks from a recycling place on the Dock Road and built a tree-shaped thing and used all recycled stuff on the inside.
You have to look closely. Where's the tinsel? Where's the lights? Where's the fairy sitting on the top? It's kind of... Come on, Channel 4 would have a better idea than that.
Just going back to the Tate, I should mention that on the ground floor gallery has just opened the William Blake exhibition. Again, we didn't have time to actually go around it, but I could see in there that they've got a large collection of William Blake's works, drawings, paintings, all kinds. So that's just opened and that'll be out there for a while.
So that's the roundup of the week. And the week, you know, all these shows are on over the Christmas, so do go along if you get the chance. Well, you got time off. Well, you know, pretend that you're going Christmas shopping. Yeah, just off Christmas shopping, head down to the gallery. So that's roundup of the week.
Ding dong.
It's Christmas.
So this week, Ian, obviously this week coming, we're only a week or so off Christmas. When is it? It's the 25th, isn't it? Week and a half. So there's not really an awful lot going on apart from, you know, there's a big thing going on in Bethlehem. But there are some little bits and pieces coming up, aren't there?
Bits and pieces, yeah. Yeah, we've already mentioned the Tate fifth floor, but that opens officially this week and Tennisman will be there. So lots of different things going on there. And Mercy, they do the events with like poetry, music, art, everything. Mercy, they've got a gig there on Saturday, running from 10 in the morning right through till 4 in the afternoon, I think. So that should be good, but we'll miss that. We'll be away, actually. And then opening on Friday the 19th, you can go ice skating on St. George's Plateau. You might remember last year they had a small ice rink inside St. George's Hall. Not proper ice, it was plastic. And if you're an experienced skater, which I'm not, apparently it didn't work very well. But this is outside. I think it might be real ice this time, but I'm still not certain or how big it'll be. But yes, that starts on the 19th.
And so I've been over to Manchester. I've seen Manchester's ice rink's been open for at least a couple of weeks, maybe 3 weeks already. But so Liverpool is getting its own ice rink on Friday the 19th. Manchester's is so out of the way, don't even think about going to it. It's kind of like back and beyond spinning feel, somewhere like that. Liverpool's is nice and centrally located, so go there. It's much more fun.
I thought Manchester had one at Piccadilly Circus.
No, not Piccadilly Circus.
Not this year.
Not Piccadilly Circus, what am I talking about? The Piccadilly Gardens, that's the one, yes. Oh, okay, not this year. Okay, I think I just remembered, I'm sure the John Moores Prize exhibition at the Walker finishes on this weekend, 21st, 22nd? I think, 21st. I think so, so check that out.
So that's your last opportunity to head along to the John Moores as well. Now, so Ian, next year you said next year is environment year, so are we switching to green issues?
I suppose so, yes. Yeah, these themed years, we've had various in the past, and the next one, the council, this is the local council saying that we have a themed year each year, and next year will be the year of the environment, 2009. What it means is if you're putting in a grant application to the council, then make the environment part of your criteria or theme or something. It might help.
Make sure it's well insulated when you're putting your grant application in. Make it well insulated and you're using low energy pens.
Yeah, recycled paper.
And recycled paper. That's it. And so, yeah, John Moores finishes on the 23rd of December. So, Ian, this is, you know, there's nothing really much to the roundup. So, you know, shall we push the boat out and you know, and crack the other cracker?
Okay, we'll pull a final cracker for the year.
That's it. You won again.
Yay. Sorry.
it's terrible. He's won again. Okay, final joke before we, you know, play out with. It's a little thing there, which a little puzzle. What was the prize in the other one? Like big plastic paper clips. That's great. That's joke here. Okay, come on. Are you ready?
Joke. Okay. Why don't ducks tell jokes when they're flying?
I don't know. Why don't ducks tell jokes when they're flying?
Because they would quack up.
Okay, and there we go. We've certainly reached a low there on the Art in Liverpool podcast. So finally, Ian, as we're tucking down into our fine Cabernet Sauvignon here, happy Christmas.
Wassail or something.
There you go. Oh, that's quite nice. That's it for the year then. Next show, of course, we're not doing one next week, but the following week we'll be doing one, which is a kind of like review of the year. Our best bits, dear God. the best bits of the year, and also we'll try and have a little bit of a look back on the preview show and just go, okay, well, what was it we thought were going to be the highlights of the year for us, and, you know, number one, did I get down and see, you know, why I was hoping to be the highlights.
That's right, yes, so we did a review what's coming up about a year ago, didn't we? And yeah, so it'd be good to look back at that and see how it actually went. I think I just heard the Culture Show on BBC are doing a review of Liverpool as well. I'm not sure if it's this week or next week, or maybe even the week after. But yeah, we will do one definitely as well.
And so is that with Dr. Mark Kermode?
Is he a doctor? Okay.
Yeah, sorry, I just really like saying Kermode. So that's sorry about that. And so from... this week, this year's last of the year, the final Art in Liverpool podcast for the year, that gives me a bit of a break to sit back and do other things. I'd like to say, Ian, thank you very much for a fine Cabernet Sauvignon and a lovely card and things. And thank you very much.
Thank you, and a Merry Christmas to everybody out there.
Yes, Merry Christmas to you, and we hope you got a brand new iPad to listen to the Art in Liverpool podcast on.
It's Christmas!
Thanks for downloading from DefNet Media.
Ding dong.